USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court agreed to fast-track two lawsuits challenging a Texas ban on most abortions, setting oral arguments for November 1st. The White House COVID response team held a briefing Friday morning to provide an update on the coronavirus pandemic. Coordinator Jeff Zients saying some Americans are stepping up to get their boosters.
10 million Americans have already gotten a booster shot. Over 40% of eligible seniors, those most at risk, have gotten their third shot.
The FDA recently authorizing the Moderna and Johnson & Johnson boosters, joining Pfizer, whose COVID-19 booster shot was approved last month. Those eligible for boosters include Americans 65 and older and Americans 18 and older who live in high-risk settings, long-term care facilities, or have underlying medical conditions. This is USA Radio News.
If your family depends on your income and something happened to you, what would happen to them? You need life insurance, and SelectQuote can help you get it at a price you can afford.
SelectQuote found Jacob, 40, who's in excellent health, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $19 a month.
Not in perfect health? Don't worry.
SelectQuote found Tanya, 40, who has type 2 diabetes, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for only $32 a month.
We shop companies like Protective, Prudential, American General, and others to find you the company with the best rates. Give your family the security they need at a price you can afford.
For your free quote, call 1-800-885-0303. That's 1-885-0303. Or go to SelectQuote.com. That's 1-800-885-0303.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policies at selectquote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Retail outlets are reporting more empty shelves ahead of the shopping surge that occurs every year in preparation for Christmas. Pandemic shutdowns caused a decrease in supplies produced, while government stimulus checks increased demand. Jonathan Gold, Vice President of Supply Chain Policy at the National Retail Federation, saying at this point, shortages are guaranteed. According to the New York Times COVID tracker, Florida now has the second lowest per capita COVID rate of any state, 12 per 100,000, behind only Hawaii with 9 per 100,000 as of October 18th. Florida's vaccination rate, 59% fully vaccinated, is now above the national average of 57%. For example, Pinellas County, which includes St. Petersburg, now has a per capita COVID infection rate that's lower than every county in Delaware, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Minnesota, and other blue states. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
An about-face by a government agency regarding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China.
Dr. Anthony Fauci has denied over and over the United States has not funded gain of research at the Wuhan lab in China. The doctor on May 11th.
We have not funded gain of function research. I don't know how many times I can say it, Madam Chair.
Despite the misinformation by Fauci, the National Institutes of Health is now reporting, yes, they did gain of function research through the EcoHealth Alliance. WHO's advisory board member, Jamie Metzl on Fox News, says, we need to know what scientists were messing with.
NIH needs more transparency. The EcoHealth Alliance, which is, as you mentioned, a not-profit group that was getting funding from NIH, and some of that went to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, have been anything but transparent. Right. We need much greater transparency by everyone, and we need a full examination into the origins of the pandemic.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has yet to punish Border Patrol agents who were accused of whipping Haitian immigrants at the Texas border. Republican Senator John Cornyn says this is par for the course.
The left's criticism of law enforcement for doing the very job we've asked them to do and making outrageous accusations which can't be proven and which have later been debunked.
Cornyn says the Border Patrol deserve an apology because they did nothing wrong. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.